firmament, but the eye cannot distinguish them. In the night we behold their genuine luster. Brothers and sisters, there are precious ones who are hidden in Adventism today, and they haven't bowed their knee to Baal. And this is significant in the story of Gideon, because he's going to have to do battle with Baal. His first battle is a battle with Baal. But we see Gideon is one of those in Adventism. He's representing one of those that are hidden as this crisis approaches. Now, Gideon confronts Christ with the question, where are the miracles? And the question of whether there's going to be miracles ahead, brothers and sisters, that is a relevant question in Adventism. What we're waiting for is the latter rain, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the fourth angel of Revelation 18, the repeat of Pentecost. And this is where the Lord will finish the work, is during this time period. And this is the fourth angel's message. This is what Adventism is waiting for to take place. And this is the question that Gideon raises to Christ there. Where are the miracles? Where is the latter rain? Now, this is a subject that is relevant in Adventism today. Notice this, Testimonies, Volume 5, page 211. Here we see that the church, the Lord's sanctuary, was the first to feel the stroke of the wrath of God. The ancient men, those to whom God had given great light and who had stood as guardians of the spiritual interests of the people, had betrayed their trust. They had taken the position that we need not look for miracles and the marked manifestation of God's power as in former days. Times have changed. These words strengthen their unbelief, and they say the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. He is too merciful to visit people in judgment. Thus, peace and safety is the cry for men who will never again lift up their voice like a trumpet to show God's people their transgression and the house of Jacob's their sins. These dumb dogs that would not bark are the ones who feel the just vengeance of an offended God. Men, maidens, and little children all perish together. This question, Testimonies, Volume 5, 211, this question about where are the miracles that Gideon raises as he symbolizes Adventism at the end, it's a relevant issue in Adventism today, and it's clear, brothers and sisters, that there is a miraculous outpouring just ahead. Great Controversy 6:11, 6:12. The work will be similar to that of the day of Pentecost. As the former rain was given in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at the opening of the gospel to cause the upspringing of the precious seed, so the latter rain will be given at its close for the ripening of the harvest. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter.